Hello and welcome to Monster Week. We're replaying some of our favorite episodes about weird and wild creatures. Enjoy, don't get too scared, and we'll be back with all new episodes next week.
Make me a sergeant in charge of the booze! Make me a sergeant in charge of the booze! It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome. Monday, June 15th is here, and we can't let it pass without a new episode of Cool, Weird, Awesome. I'm Brady. Today is, by the way, the release date of perhaps the most important monster movie most people have never heard of. It's called Them. Yes, it has an exclamation point at the end, so you have to say it as Them. It came out today in 1954. Them was one of the first movies of the giant horrifying creature runs amok somewhere genre we all know about today. In this case, the giant horrifying creatures were irradiated ants that grew many times their size. In the days before computer-based special effects, movie makers created mechanical ants to show up on screen. One of them was so large that it took a whole crew to operate all the mechanical parts and make the limbs move. Trouble was, the people were all working right up next to each other, and as they pulled the giant ants' cables, they'd clunk into each other. They also used puppets and model ants that were made to move thanks to off-screen wind machines. The movie is also notable for helping launch the careers of two actors who would go on to some pretty acclaimed roles. One was Fess Parker, whose single scene in Them helped him land the starring role in the hit TV series Davy Crockett. The other had a small role as a military officer who finds all the talk of flying saucers and giant ants attacking things highly illogical. He was Leonard Nimoy, who of course would go on to play Mr. Spock on Star Trek, among many other accomplishments. Them was also one of the first movies to feature a sound effect used in innumerable movies. It's called the Wilhelm Scream, and telling the story of that sound would require its own entire podcast. You can learn more about the making of the movie Them, again, note the exclamation mark, at coolweirdawesome.com and on Twitter at coolweirdpod. Now, who wants a hug? We'll hand him out right after this short break.
Weird Awesome is listener-powered thanks to our backers on Patreon. For as little as a dollar a month, you'll make every new episode possible, and you'll get lots of extras, including sneak previews of upcoming episodes. Learn more today at patreon.com/Brady Carlson. And thanks.
A brand new week is exactly the right time to subscribe to this show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Pocket Casts or anywhere else you like. Subscribe to the show on Hotmail if you can. There's probably a way you can, right? Anyway, researchers at Toho University in Japan have discovered the perfect hug, at least the perfect hug as infants see them. The researchers used pressure sensors on adults and heart rate monitors on babies to see which kinds of hugs calmed little ones down the most. Medium pressure, 20 seconds is good. Hugs from parents and primary caregivers go over better than those from strangers. Now you know. I'm Brady. Let's hug it out. Thanks for listening and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.